Welcome to Grounded Wellness, your go-to podcast for simplified and trusted information on how to live a more non-toxic and holistic life. We're your hosts. I'm Bethany McDaniel, founder of Primally Pure, biohacking enthusiast and mom of three.
And I'm Courtney O'Connor, holistic esthetician with over 15 years experience in the healing power of touch and holistic skincare rituals.
Let's dig in.
Welcome to Grounded Wellness. I'm Courtney, Primally Pure's holistic esthetician. I'm here on our regenerative farm, grounding in my bare feet, and so excited for today's solo episode. Today, I am answering some of your top questions from what are my skincare non-negotiables, what are my top tips to treat active breakouts, what are some low-budget lifestyle practices, and my best bridal beauty tips, which I'm currently doing to prep for my own wedding right now. Let's dig in. The first question I received from you guys is, what is your skincare routine and non-negotiables for products? I love this question so much, and I feel like this is a super important foundation for everyone to figure out. So these are my personal non-negotiables for skincare, and I hope they inspire you to discover your own too. Number one is no fragrance. This is a hard no for me, and any of the products that I use on my skin, for my body, beauty, and home. Fragrance is actually a known endocrine disruptor, and it's also known as the new secondhand smoke. So this is how serious applying or inhaling this ingredient can be. I definitely want to have babies one day, especially now that I'm getting married soon. And with infertility rates on the rise, I want to do everything within my power to make the best choices for my body and my future babies. So surrounding myself with fragrance just does not fit into my self-health or skincare routines. Number two non-negotiable is getting both water and oil on my skin and in my body. I say this all the time, but it's true. Aging is simply drying out. So for youthful skin and a healthy body, hydration is foundational. And for a balanced moisture barrier and a natural glow, skin needs both water and oil. So topically, this looks like spritzing skin with the facial mist with plant hydrosols. My favorite is our clarifying mist. And then while the skin is still damp, applying a facial serum or facial cream. Ours at Primally Pure are oil-based and animal-based to rebuild and really lock in moisture levels. And then internally also obviously makes a big impact on skin health. So adding natural electrolytes or minerals into the water that you're consuming to help boost the absorption more deeply into your cells and enhance hydration in the body. And also, of course, consuming lots of healthy fats like fatty fish, shout out to sardines, olive oil, and avocados, really to help support hormone health, gut health, and brain health, which all also impact skin health. And number three is skinimalism. If it takes 20 minutes or if it requires 10 steps, I'm not interested. Less is more when it comes to skincare. And because benefits build over time and consistency is needed to see results, I need a routine that I'll actually stick with and genuinely look forward to. A skinimalism skincare routine is a sustainable skincare routine. Plus, less products are actually better for your microbiome as it helps to protect the diversity and replenish nutrients in the skin. My skinimalism routine typically includes a cleansing oil, but just at night, in the morning, I typically splash my skin with water. Then I'll go in with our clarifying mist. This mist is a must for me, both AM and PM. And then, of course, a facial serum while my skin is still damp and dewy. And I'll rotate our facial serums depending on how my skin is feeling and what it needs that day. And then I'll finish with either our plumping cream or our antioxidant balm. These animal-based balms contain tallow from grass-fed cows, and it creates such a youthful, dewy glow on my skin. And then, of course, incorporating some kind of facial tool in my routine, whether it's daily or a few times a week, even just fitting in a two-minute facial massage makes a huge difference for skin health. So that leads me into my favorite and final non-negotiable, which is facial tools. Facial massage truly is the foundation for radiant skin and even a calm mindset. Ancient beauty tools like gua sha, cupping, and dry brushing work with the functions of the skin and the systems below the surface to kickstart lymphatic drainage and blood flow while releasing muscular tension and even stagnant emotions. If you really want to see positive change in your skin, then I highly recommend making facial tools one of your non-negotiables as well. The next question that I received: if I had to choose just one, would I choose facial cupping or facial dry brushing? Which, first of all, I feel like this question is kind of like the question, if you had to pick one kid, which one would you pick? I feel like that's an impossible one to answer. So I'm just going to briefly describe the benefits and the differences of each of these tools, and then maybe it might help me create more of a clear answer afterwards. So first of all, facial cupping. I love how this traditional Chinese medicine tool is both grounding and invigorating all at the same time. This suction technique increases microcirculation and oxygen-rich blood flow to boost skin's natural glow, while also clearing away blockages in the lymphatic system and softening the look of wrinkles. So it helps to de-puff and plump naturally. Also, facial cupping is very effective at reducing any scarring. The beauty of this ancient ritual is that it only needs to be done 3 times a week, so it's super easy to implement into your weekly skincare routine. Then facial dry brushing is truly one of the best daily skincare habits, and it takes only less than 2 minutes. I like to think of this tool as a 2-for-1 treatment, as it activates lymphatic drainage to detoxify the skin tissue and create clear skin from within, but it also helps to buff away buildup on the surface of the skin, helping to gently exfoliate and refine skin texture. Both facial cupping and dry brushing offer different but supportive benefits, and I personally love having a variety of tools to reach for depending on what my skin is needing and how I'm feeling that day. The next question that came through is, what practices can I incorporate in my lifestyle on a low budget? I love this question because I am all about easy, accessible, and when possible, free practices to promote holistic health. So here are a few of my favorite low budget holistic lifestyle practices. The first one is grounding. This one is a given, and it's what we're doing here on Grounded Wellness on our regenerative farm. Just getting outside barefoot on the earth begins to ground the emotional body. It lowers inflammation levels. It fortifies your immune system. It resets the nervous system and supports our circadian rhythms. But if you're in a cold climate and maybe you're buried under snow for most of the year, you can also purchase a pair of grounding shoes or a grounding mat so that you can receive the earth's healing properties all year long. Next is oil pulling. All you need is coconut oil for this one. And oil pulling promotes a healthier oral microbiome, which also impacts your skin microbiome. Simply swish coconut oil in your mouth first thing in the morning for about 5 to 10 minutes. And this is what I like to habit stack. So while I'm oil pulling, that's when I'll prep my morning coffee or begin making breakfast. Then simply spit it into the trash and finish with your complete oral care routine. Doing this daily helps to detoxify your entire body. It even helps to define your jawline and ease any jaw pain you might be experiencing. Plus, I've personally noticed a significant difference in how white my teeth become. My dentist has even noticed when I do this practice regularly. The next low-budget lifestyle practice is stillness and sunlight. Watching a sunrise or sunset has serious health benefits, as it contains higher levels of red light at these times. Plus, habit stacking this with times of stillness can have a significant impact on your nervous system, quality of sleep, and emotional regulation. God has truly given us so many free gifts in nature that are truly life-changing. Plus, sitting in stillness, focusing on diaphragmatic breathing, practicing gratitude, and being mindful of our body all help us engage our parasympathetic nervous system and help to heal at a root level. And lastly, I probably sound like a broken record when it comes to this, but it's because it's so powerful and creates such positive change in your body, skin, and mindset, but it's facial massage. And all you need for facial massage are your hands. So focusing on facial massage offers so many positive benefits for your skin and the systems below the surface, such as lymphatic drainage, circulation, and fascia release. And when you touch your skin, you're truly touching your nervous system. And we could all benefit from a little bit more nervous system regulation in our day-to-day lives. I have several videos of facial massage tutorials and tips that you can check out on our YouTube and even a previous Grounded Wellness podcast episode. The next question is how to treat active breakouts. I'm going to keep this answer pretty simple because you don't need a complex acne routine to see results. So number one, using a cleansing oil that doesn't disrupt your microbiome. Clear skin starts with a balanced microbiome, and the first step in your routine can either make it or break it. Plus, the warm washcloth removal and your oil cleansing routine helps to soften the skin and open and purify your pores for greater acne healing. Next is using products with white willow bark instead of salicylic acid, which is a really popular acne-fighting ingredient, but it's also an endocrine disruptor. White willow bark is a natural form of salicylic acid, and it's found in our clarifying mask that you can use as a spot treatment to help reduce redness, prevent scarring, and expedite healing. And finally, focus on lymphatic drainage, either with just your hands or with your favorite facial tool. Always work around any active breakouts to open up pathways of healing to the impacted area. But if you do have inflamed acne all over your face, simply focusing on the neck flow will begin to open up these pathways of drainage and detoxification and will ultimately reduce inflammation on the face. For an added tip, warm your gua sha stone or roller in hot water and then place it directly over the breakout to reduce redness and swelling. The next question is, what do you recommend to reduce fight or flight symptoms? This is such an important question because true holistic skin healing starts by sedating our sympathetic nervous system, which is our fight or flight response, and engaging our parasympathetic regulation, which is our rest and digest response. So to reverse our fight or flight symptoms, we need to prioritize practices that promote our parasympathetic nervous system and incorporate more vagus nerve exercises. The vagus nerve is our longest cranial nerve. It's also our brain and gut axis, and it helps return the nervous system to a regulated state. So here are some simple and practical ways to engage your parasympathetic nervous system and activate your vagus nerve. First is to get outside, and even better if you're barefoot. I know I just mentioned how grounding is one of my low-budget lifestyle practices, and it's really key in supporting our parasympathetic nervous system. The fresh air, the sunlight, the earth beneath your feet can immediately help to expand your perspective, slow your breathing rate, lower your heart rate, and balance your nervous system. Number two is to get moving. Getting blood flow and lymphatic fluid going can help to relieve stress and even support a more regulated nervous system. A simple walk around the neighborhood, bouncing on a rebounder, or simple restorative stretches on a mat can be easy ways to move your body and move out any stagnant emotions. The next one is get quiet. In our world of consumption and comparison, anxiety, and burnout, I believe that stillness is the antidote. Carve out time first thing in the morning or before bed for a few minutes of stillness, meditation, maybe even doing legs up the wall to recalibrate your nervous system and to allow your mind and body to rest. Lastly is get connected. Positive social relationships are vital when it comes to reducing stress and feeling safe. Celebrating life's mountaintop moments or bearing one another's burdens in the midst of a sad or stressful season can offer the strength and support needed to keep going. Call a friend, get a coffee date on the calendar, and feel the difference when you live a life that's connected. The more you incorporate these practices, the more you'll be able to build resilience to stress and create a more balanced way of living. And the last question today is, what is the best skincare routine for my face and body before my wedding? This is the most exciting question I have ever answered because I am currently in my engaged era and also prepping for my own wedding. And at 37 years old, this man was worth the wait, and our journey is wildly divine and an only God story. So if you are also a bride-to-be, of course we want to look and feel our best and be the most grounded, glowing versions of ourselves for our big day. Here are my bridal beauty goals and what I'm doing to get there. And I will note that a lot of these practices I have been implementing for quite some time, but now I have a new intention and motivation behind them, becoming a bride. So I hope this list inspires you as well in creating your own wedding wellness plan. First, my skin goals are dewy and defined. So to focus on creating dewy skin, it really starts from within. So I'm prioritizing hydration and starting my day with a glass of water with lemon, chia seeds, and sea salt to really boost that absorption more deeply into my cells. And I'm drinking nettle tea infusions for stronger, healthier hair, nails, and skin. My dewy daily skincare routine consists of a cleansing oil, of course, facial dry brushing daily, which helps to gently nudge along that cellular renewal and detoxify and brighten my skin. The clarifying mist is my favorite. I'll even keep it in my bag and spritz it throughout the day. It contains green tea, which helps to brighten and balance. The plumping serum is my obsession because it has bakuchiol, which is a natural retinol alternative, along with green coffee oil, so lots of antioxidants along with caffeine. And then, of course, the plumping cream, which has that tallow from grass-fed cows, which contains a ton of fatty acids for rebuilding my moisture. And then finishing, especially at night, for slugging as we're getting into more colder winter months, is the antioxidant balm. And this also has the green coffee oil and astaxanthin, which is one of nature's most potent antioxidants. So it really helps to restore dull, dehydrated skin. And then finishing with facial gua sha because better flow equals brighter glow. Then for my body goals, I really want to focus on creating softer skin and a stronger body. So movement obviously is essential. So I'm prioritizing Pilates, stretching, and rebounding for that lymphatic support. And I'm prioritizing and investing in professional massages for lymphatic drainage and deep relaxation during this season. And then, of course, at home, my body care routine consists of body dry brushing. This is the best for supporting that daily lymphatic drainage and really softening skin texture. I'll use our body polish in the shower, which I'm obsessed. It creates extremely soft skin, keeps my skin super moisturized and smooth. Then I'll spritz our everything spray just to keep my skin clear from head to toe, and it's perfect for post-shaving or post-waxing. And then finishing with body butter, which again has those biocompatible animal-based ingredients to give my skin such a great glow. I'm also focusing on protein-rich meals and supplementing with collagen, cod liver oil, liver capsules, and prenatals for bridal and baby prep. I'm also really prioritizing red light therapy. I noticed such a difference in the visibility of my fine lines and the evenness of my skin tone when I'm doing my red light therapy regularly. And I will habit stack this at night before bedtime while doing my legs up the wall and listening to a meditation. And then finally, I'm definitely prioritizing professional skin treatments. I'm doing dermaplaning and the buccal intraoral sculpting facial massage to really release any muscular tension and create a more sculpted, defined appearance for my big day. And then also focusing on some back facials for my wedding dress. And lastly, my soul goals are to feel relaxed and full of faith in this preparatory season for getting married. So in the morning, I'm prioritizing getting sunshine and earthing to start my day grounded and to support my circadian rhythms and stress levels in the season. I'm going on evening walks with friends to unwind after a long day and to stay connected with the people I love. I am doing mouth taping every night. This helps to promote better breathing, deeper sleep, and it defines your jawline. I am being very prayerful through my wedding planning. God wrote our love story, and He's going to write our wedding story too. And I'm inviting people I trust into this journey and just having those safe people in my circle that I can verbally process with in times of celebration, in times of stress. And then I am focusing on just slowing down my breathing in my body before going to bed and really prioritizing that bedtime routine, whether it's a meditation app, my Lectio Divina app, or listening to binaural beats to help promote deeper sleep. And finally, just giving gratitude and praying thank you prayers. So really starting all my prayers from a place of thankfulness in this season. If you are in your own engaged era or still waiting for your divine love story to unfold, I hope that these holistic practices help to prepare your skin, your body, and your soul for your big day. And of course, a lifetime of beauty and well-being and love to follow. I am truly so grateful for your trust in me and Primally Pure, and that you guys value our perspectives and inputs to help support your holistic health. We'll see you next time on Grounded Wellness.